The low-income housing tax credit program has been the most successful program for the construction and preservation of affordable housing in our nation's history. And even though it's been around for about 30 years, I find that it is still often misunderstood. So this is a fairly basic presentation that will give you a summary of the federal law that is applicable to the program, a description then of how these tax credits are used to finance this real estate, a discussion of how the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs administers the program, thoughts about how the state law and the regulation regarding this program impact land use, as this is a land use conference. And finally, touching upon some proposed statutory changes to the program, both at the federal and the state level. So the tax credit was established in Section 42 of the Internal Revenue Code in 1986, when we were in the midst of tax reform and eliminating a variety of benefits for real estate investors. Section 42 gave private investors an incentive to make capital contributions to affordable housing. This gave a layer of oversight to affordable housing by the private sector that we had never had before in government-subsidized housing. The low-income housing tax credit program is not a HUD program. It is a housing program run by the IRS. Let that kind of rattle around in your brain for a minute, because every time I do, it makes my brain hurt. Fortunately, the statute delegates authority for administering the program to the state housing agencies, as the IRS decided that perhaps they weren't the best people to run affordable housing.